From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said he supports NATO, but renewed a call for member nations to increase their financial contributions to the military alliance. At an afternoon news conference after meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Trump called on fellow NATO members who owe vast sums of money to pay their fair share.
Many nations owe vast sums of money from past years, and it is very unfair to the United States. These nations must pay what they owe.
On trade, Chancellor Merkel said she would discuss the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, with Trump. During the campaign, the president suggested he would renounce multilateral trade deals in favor of bilateral ones. President Trump also repeated his assertion that former President Barack Obama had the Trump Tower under surveillance before and after last year's election. Asked by a reporter about the charge, Trump turned to German Chancellor Angela Merkel and said, "Maybe we have something in common." In 2013, former NSA contractor Edward Snowden released documents that showed the U.S. National Security Agency had tapped Merkel's cell phone. The president deflected responsibility for a statement in Thursday's White House briefing that Britain's spy agency, GCHQ, had wiretapped him at Obama's request. He said that he was just quoting a report from Fox News, but Fox issued a statement saying it knows of no evidence of any kind that the president was surveilled at any time in any way. Britain's called the charge ridiculous. Congressional Intelligence Committee members have said they've seen no evidence. Former President Obama's spokesman said it was simply false. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in China for meetings with Chinese officials, with North Korea's nuclear program and China's actions in the South China Sea expected on the agenda. On Friday, Tillerson defended the implementation of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System in South Korea. He warned China that it should address the escalating threat from Pyongyang.
So the track that we are now on is to use a number of steps with ever greater number of actions ahead of us that involve sanctions, which the United Nations Security Council has already approved, including China, which voted for those sanctions, and that we are calling on all countries to now fully implement those sanctions.
As North Korea's only ally and largest trading partner, China supplies nearly 90% of Pyongyang's trade and aid. In his meetings, Tillerson is expected to also lay the groundwork for a meeting between President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping early next month. The International Organization for Migration says 42 Somali refugees were killed when a helicopter gunship attacked their boat off the coast of Yemen early Friday morning. Survivors of the attack said the refugees were traveling to Sudan to escape the war in Yemen. Mohamed Abdiker of the IOM says the survivors have been taken to the port of Hodeidah.
We have about 91 survivors, about 75 women, 75 men, and about 15 women. Most of them have been put in detention centers by the authorities in Hodeidah.
Yemen's Houthi rebels accused the Saudi-led coalition of carrying out the attack. The coalition has heavily bombarded Hodeidah in recent weeks, accusing the Shiite rebels of smuggling weapons there. The Pentagon said it carried out an airstrike against al-Qaeda in Syria, but denied that it hit a mosque where a human rights group said more than 40 people were killed. A Pentagon spokesman said manned and unmanned aircraft targeted a building next to the mosque in the town of Al-Jenna near Aleppo. He said that dozens of core al-Qaeda senior members who were meeting inside the building were killed. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 42 people were killed and dozens more wounded in an airstrike on the mosque in northern Syria. And Israeli officials say Syria fired missiles at Israeli airplanes on a mission to destroy a weapons convoy intended for the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militia. But an Israeli Defense Force statement said at no time were Israeli citizens or the Israeli Air Force planes in any danger. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.